Hello and welcome to Jason and Ashley's Excellent Adventures. I am Jason.
I am Ashley.
And we always start this off differently every time. And this time you're going to notice something even more different. There's a weird sound about. It's because Ashley and I are in a car right now.
Yeah, we are in a car.
We're driving down the 134, excuse me, because we're in California. And we're driving past a Miller plant right now. And that's because we're heading to a Comic-Con tomorrow.
That's right.
We're going to time date this real quick. We're recording this the day before the Hemet Comic-Con.
And well, that's fine. This is going to come out like a couple weeks later.
It'll be fine. They won't even know what this is. And
beautiful Hemet, California, home of Scientology.
It was a 3 or 4 hour drive. And we decided, hey, why not record one of the podcasts during the drive? Instead of like talking through that time like a normal person, let's record some podcasts.
Yeah.
Well, so you're either going to get a great episode or you're going to listen to our deaths. I don't know which one's going to be.
If this is our deaths, I don't wholly know if anyone's ever going to upload it.
Yeah, who would upload this?
Your ghost, because you will never stop working.
Brago the cat?
Oh, poor Brago. Who's going to look after Brago if we die?
Our friend Jordan will take care of
that's
Brago.
That's actually probably true.
That is a inside joke for the only two people recording this podcast. It'll be fine. I've actually recorded, if you're worried for our safety, I've actually recorded a couple of podcasts in a car before. My old podcast, if anybody, old Jason fans, which I don't know if anybody on the Patreon is, but if you remember back in 2011, 2012, I did 70 episodes of a podcast called Box Office Booze,
mm-hmm.
which is about movies and drinking and talking about movies. And we used to do this thing where we would go see movies at midnight, like the brand new movie. And then I would use this.
Oh, you must have been young.
Oh, yeah. And then I would set the Zoom recorder, that the very one we're using right now, and I would put it in the cup holder, and we would just immediately, right off the cuff, right off the theater, give our thoughts at a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've recorded lots of them, so don't be worried for our safety. We'll be fine.
But we're not doing that today because at the end of December, we reached out to our beautiful, sexy patrons here, and we asked you guys what you wanted us to talk about, because we're going to do a little bit of a mailbag episode for our first Jason and Ashley's.
I want to clarify, Ashley, that we are doing that because we are recording a podcast in a car. We're just not doing immediate movie reviews.
Well, that's what I mean.
Okay, cool.
It's not midnight.
It's not midnight.
It's only about 2 hours before midnight.
No, it's not midnight.
All right, so shall we jump in?
Yeah, okay, yeah, let's do it. So we're doing questions.
Okay, so our first...
From the past.
Our first past comment is from William Everall, who says he couldn't think of anything, so he gave us a list to 100 questions about our childhood.
Oh.
We'll probably do about 5.
Okay. We're going to do the first 5? Sounds good.
Yeah, I think so. Question number 1. Did anyone ever tell you which people were present at your birth? If so, whom?
I think my dad was present at my birth. I don't think anybody else was in the room. So, no, nobody... I've never even asked that question. Have you?
No, but... Okay, so here's a little story. I know the whole story of my birth.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was 2 weeks late because I'm a first child, and that tends to happen.
Yep.
My mom had Braxton Hicks, which are those fake contractions that you get when you're really pregnant.
Okay.
So, my father was broadcasting. He was on national television.
Whoa. Why was he on national television? This is a story.
So my dad, who was an officer in the military, was also an ardent sports fan.
Okay.
So he was doing some hockey broadcasting thing.
Like he was play-by-play?
I don't know. I just know he was on TV.
We need to find this tape.
My mom has it on tape somewhere.
That's amazing.
So
we need to have this.
She was like walking around the house cleaning, and if you know my mother, that's not surprising.
She was not watching your dad talk about
sports. She was. He was on TV, and she was recording it.
Okay. My bad.
And so she realized that she was finally going through into labor, and she called him when her contractions were coming about a minute apart, which means the baby's like imminent.
And did he get the call make the broadcast?
Yes.
That's so awesome.
He leaves to go and
well, sports fans, my daughter has arrived.
They didn't know if I was going to be a girl or a boy. I know that too.
Okay.
He drove my mom to the hospital. She was in so much pain. She ripped the top off of like the armrest in the middle. Because she could not let go of it.
Like the leather covering, you mean?
Yep.
Yes.
And then I came a couple hours later. And that's the story of how Ashley was born.
Well, sports fans, we have the goal. The baby's here.
So as far as I know, it was only my mom, my dad, and then whatever nurse caught me on my way out.
Mm-hmm.
But that's...
But not the entire hockey team that he was.
I don't even know if it was like an NHL team or like a university hockey team, but I do know that...
I really hope it was local access.
No, I think it was a little more impressive than that. They were in the capital city of the country. All right, next question. Did anyone ever hear any stories about anything interesting that happened during or soon after your birth? Oh, these are like real early questions.
The only interesting thing that happened in my end is that I technically was the birthday gift for my father.
Oh, that's sweet.
Because my dad's birthday is, my birthday is June 3rd. I don't care if anybody knows that.
Send Jason presents.
You can actually Google it. I'm on like some weird site that's called Famous Birthdays.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because it showed up in a Google alert once, and they have my birth date on there.
Send Jason a PayPal tip on his birthday.
Yeah, so June 3rd. my dad's birthday is June 7th. So I got to come home from the hospital because in those days, they actually kept a baby longer than 24 hours and boot you out the door. And I came home on the day of my dad's birth. So I technically was his birthday present.
I know that my parents were only married 25 days before I was born.
Oh!
They snuck me into wedlock real quick like that.
Sports fans, we may have an illegal play on the field.
And then I know that when I came out, I had the umbilical cord wrapped around my neck. And I had like some things.
She still does, listeners.
I'm still bright red. And then I had, so I went from red to yellow. I had like wicked jaundice. So they kept me in the hospital for 2 weeks. And I had a hair all the way down to my bum. Like I had really long hair.
It's singular hair or more than one?
Like a little curl. It's in my baby book.
Okay.
They shaved my head because they had to put IVs in me and the only veins big enough were in the top of my head.
Oh, wow.
So if you look at really early pictures of me, I always have hats on because I had no hair, which I used to think the hats were cute. My mom thinks they're tragic and she thinks it's very sad. Okay, I'm going to skip down a little bit.
Yeah, let's move along in life. Let's fast forward.
Okay, here's a good one. What did your childhood house look like?
I had two.
Uh-huh.
You had more than two, I know.
I did. I'm trying to count them.
I'm just going to say I don't remember what the first one was. Because we only lived there for the first 3 years of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And my first memory came when I was 3 years old. So I don't remember my first house at all. All I know is white. It was white. We rented it from the farmer down the road. And we would drive by it on the school bus. So I would see this house all the time. But I don't ever remember living there.
Yeah.
So that's my first house.
Well, I had
a memory of the first house, I guess.
I had seven houses before I moved out on my own.
Well, okay, Miss Fancy Pants.
Because I mentioned, my dad was in the Army, so we got posted a lot. We moved a lot, especially in those early days. The first house I lived in, I think it was a house. I truly don't know.
What else would it have been if it wasn't a house?
An apartment, maybe.
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't know if you were going igloo or something.
We
like
only
that.
Lived in it for 10 months.
We had a wigwam for about 6 months.
But I'll tell you this. My first memory is I have two memories from being 2 years old.
Whoa, interesting. Okay, what are these?
Yeah, so the first one I remember distinctly, I had really long hair when I was a little girl.
The singular hair was still there?
No, I grew all these curls. I was blonde for a long time. And I had these, they were purple barrettes with a yellow writing on them. And they said, I am three. And I wanted to wear them, but I wasn't three yet. And I remember people telling me like, oh, I like your barrettes. And my mom made me tell everyone that I wasn't three yet.
What was the big deal with that? Who cares?
You know my mom.
Yeah, that's true. I do know your mom, but still, I don't understand what the distinction
is. I'm sure she thought she was teaching
me a
lesson.
No one in the world can know that she's not. If they find out, they're going to arrest her. I mean, what is the deal?
And then I have this other memory, and I've told my mom about this, and she told me it was, we lived there, we moved away from there before I turned three, so it had to have been earlier than that. We lived in PMQs, which are personal married quarters, so if you're an officer in the military, it's the house on base that's allocated for families to live in. So we lived in these PMQs, and they're in these sort of planned neighborhoods. And I remember handing out those tiny, tiny little ice cream cones to a bunch of other kids. And there was a baby there, and the baby was eating the ice cream cone upside down. And I remember getting upset because the ice cream kept dropping off the bottom.
All right, two things there.
Uh-huh.
One, that baby was coning it, which is a term. Go Google coning. It's where you grab the ice cream cone by the cone and not the cup. also... Why did where were you getting the ice cream cones?
Oh, my mom was there, and we were like,
so she
was like scooping the ice cream, and we were handing it to the other kids.
But you're giving them away, not selling them.
No, we were just giving them away. I think we must have all been playing together.
It was like a family event thing.
Yeah.
Like, okay. I was very confused about where this ice cream was coming from.
I just remember handing this baby the cone and the ice cream falling off, and I was so upset about it.
You were like, dumb baby.
I was just crying because ice cream is precious. So
ice cream is precious.
That's diverting.
All right, cool.
From the question. Here's a good one.
I'm gonna make a weird pitch here.
Okay.
I think we should just make this Jason and Ashley.
Uh huh.
Just a grab bag of random these questions.
Okay. And then move on to the rest of the questions.
And then I think we should make a Jason and Ashley for the rest of the questions that are on this post.
Okay.
Are you down for that?
Yeah, let's do it. We're changing right in the middle.
We're going to ask all the patrons right now what they think about it. Oh, they say yes.
Oh, good. Okay.
So let's just random questions in whatever order you want to throw them.
Okay.
Because I think there's enough here and there's some fun answers. I've already learned, I had no idea your dad was a sports broadcaster.
And then
you stole ice cream.
Yes.
Or you gave ice cream to babies and got mad about it.
Here's a good question.
Okay.
How often did you spend time with your cousins growing up?
I would see my cousins. I don't have a lot of cousins either.
Uh-huh.
I would see my cousins, I would say maybe once every 3 months.
Uh-huh.
More when I was younger than 10. When I became a teenager, I didn't see them that often. But we would always get together at my grandmother's house every Thanksgiving and every Christmas.
Uh-huh.
That's about it.
I'm gonna throw this out there. Who is your favorite cousin? Or who was your favorite cousin in your childhood? And who is your favorite cousin now?
Oh, it's the same person. It never changed. My favorite cousin is, and I know she's listening to this because she's a patron. No, she's not. I hope she never is. But my oldest cousin is named Stephanie.
Uh-huh.
And she is the oldest sibling of my dad's side of the family.
Yeah, yeah.
And she was always really cool. She was that cool adult in high school that I was like, oh, wow. And I saw her about 6 months ago, actually, and she is still, I think, the coolest cousin. She just is very chill, very smart, and very honest. And I really appreciate that. Like, I can go to her and be like, what's the real deal with your mom here? And she'll be like, it's this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No BS, basically. So it's still Stephanie. She is my favorite cousin. But I think in total, I have, let me count here real quick.
Name them all.
No, I'm not going to name them all. because I'm already worried about the amount of personal information that that a scammer could pull from this podcast. But I mean, I think I have 7 cousins.
You only have 7 cousins?
I told you, I don't have a lot of cousins.
Wow.
Yeah, I said that before we started. How many? All right, show it off. How many cousins you got?
I'll name them all, because they all have different last names.
All right, it's Todd, 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 Red, and Todd. How close am I?
You're not close at all. I have one paternal cousin. She's 6 days older than me.
Oh, I'm sorry. They're all named Wayne Gretzky, aren't they?
Yeah.
All right.
I have on my, so my mom, her family is French Catholic. She has 6 siblings. They all have, my oldest cousin on my maternal side is like 46 and my youngest is 2.
Like, by the way, that's a great book title. My oldest cousin on my maternal side.
So there's great grandchildren who are like older than grandchildren. Like, my family's good at reproducing.
You should put that on a t-shirt.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I have 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 17 or 18 cousins. Somewhere around 20 if you count.
Too many.
If you count all the babies, there's 21.
Be honest, do you send them all Christmas cards?
Yes, I send all the family groups Christmas
cards.
All
17 cousins you send a Christmas card?
Well, no. So I send, like, some of them I send it to their parents because they still live at home, you know?
So you send like 5 Christmas cards to cover all of them.
I think I sent 13 Christmas cards this year.
It's too many.
And I don't send any Christmas cards to my paternal family, so there you go. I saw my family growing up about once annually in a good year, because Except for 3 years of my life, we never lived in the same town, and we almost never lived in the same province.
I think my family, we just lived closer. Like, we were all, like, we were all about a three-hour drive was the furthest cousin.
But almost nobody ever came to see us. We were, like, the family unit that had to travel. So the older I got, the less we saw them, and now there's truly cousins I haven't seen in a decade.
And there's cousins you probably never will.
Probably not.
You'll probably never see them again.
Yeah, and, you know, that's okay. We all got Instagram, right?
Yeah.
So
that's how we look at each other's lives now through Instagram.
That's like how I'm in touch with all of my cousins that I'm actually in touch with.
I'm only in touch with my cousins through Facebook now.
This is such a funny question. This must be a questionnaire for old people. It said, did your first childhood home have indoor plumbing?
I'll be honest. My grandfather's house has an outhouse. Because that was the house that he grew up in.
Yeah, but not like when you were alive.
Oh, I mean, it was still there. And I will fully admit that he sometimes still used it.
Okay. Here's a good question. Do you remember any particular smells or scents from your childhood home? Smell being one of the strongest senses tied to memory.
I don't. This is a secret about me. I don't have a strong sense of smell. And I never have.
Mm-hmm.
So smells are not really my bag.
Interesting.
Yeah. How about you?
I can remember, like, the smell of the inside of my mom's purse from my childhood.
Oh, that's interesting.
When I was a little girl, I loved to go into my mom's purse.
Was it like a mystical closet of things?
Yeah, there was like
a purse
candy
would be a closet.
And medicine and Kleenexes in there.
And money.
Makeup and money. Yeah, I never stole money from my mom's purse. Ever. I didn't either.
I'm not saying I did.
I never stole money from my parents. I know that's a common thing that people do. But so, like, I can remember, like, to this day, like, I can pull it up in my brain what the inside of her purse smelled like. I have a very strong sound memory. I had a stuffed animal lamb, and you wound it up and there was a music box inside. And I can still hear the full song that it played. I don't know what that song is called.
I have a sound memory.
Tell me about it.
My sound memory is where the house that I do remember growing up in.
Yes.
We didn't have air conditioning. Living in Kansas during the summers.
Oh, boy.
Really humid, really hot. And my sound memory is having, we all had giant box fans.
Uh-huh.
That's all we could afford. In the windows. And we were parked right in front of the box fans to hope to make it cooler. And those, here's the secret of fans. They don't work. They give you the illusion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They don't work.
It's funny. One of the next questions is, how did you cool down in the summer?
Box fans.
We were big. My parents would send us out into our backyard and turn the sprinkler on. And my brother and I would run in the sprinkler for like hours and hours and hours.
We would.
Just the one that goes back and forth. Not even like a fun one.
So we had a creek.
Yes.
Behind our house that was about, I'd say, less than a half a mile away walk. And there were a lot of spots that were deeper than the height of my body, so we would go down there and swim during the summer.
All right, and I think this might be the last question. We're getting pretty close to 20 minutes here.
I think that sounds good. Yeah, let's cap it off.
Is, in contrast, how did you keep warm in the winter? And I think this is particularly interesting because...
For the Canadian you?
Yeah, because I have a very clear memory. Most of the houses that we grew up in had, you know, air vents. The heat would
come... So you used box fans.
Heat would come up through the air vents. I remember sitting in my pajamas and when the heater would come on, running across the room and wrapping a blanket around myself so
every
that the
kid
warm
does that.
Heat would
every
come in.
Every kid does that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's a little kid thing. Like
I'm also just always cold.
Yeah, we did that in our family too.
Uh-huh.
So our house was always cold. Because our heater sucked. Because our heater was a propane heater.
Sure.
And I don't care what Hank Hill says. It sucks. Now, I don't know if we could blame that on the propane or the heater. But it's probably the heater's fault, not the propane's fault. But anyways, my room was right next to the heater.
Uh-huh.
So if I closed my door, my room would be the warmest room in the house.
Oh, you lucky duck.
But because my room was in the middle of the house, my room was always the hottest in the summer, so it was the trade-off. So I can remember certain times, and I've seen my parents do this as recently as this last year. They will now cover up the air vents because it's just a forced air heater.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They will cover up the air vents in rooms, and it's like all a stratego about which room gets the covered vents to force more air to the other rooms.
And it
to me, it always just never makes sense, because the ones that they'll cover up, which is like, why are you covering up that one?
Well, it's also, we know this now, it's a completely inefficient way to heat a house.
Oh yeah, pushed air.
Yeah. Like geothermal is the way to go, or the one where they pump all the hot water.
Yes, now it's like little tubes of water.
We lived in a house like that for a couple years when I lived in a town called Collingwood. And
where is Collingwood, by the way?
Collingwood is off of Georgian Bay in Ontario, Canada. I'll show you on a map.
I don't know where Georgian Bay is. I know where Ontario is.
It's cool.
I was just curious.
Vaguely Western Ontario.
I was just trying to place it on. I was trying to create a visual picture for our patrons.
It's like 3 hours away from Toronto, I guess.
All right, cool. So we can all envision that bubble.
But so, we had hardwood floors, and you could feel in the floor where the tubes would double back on themselves.
The
ground would be extra warm there. So we would stand on specific spots that were warmer in the house.
You had a house with geothermal heating too. You told me that once.
Yes, I did.
Right?
That's the way to do it.
Thumbs up, thumbs down?
Thumbs up.
All right, cool.
Yes.
So the mole people know how to do heat.
They do.
All right,
build
cool.
your houses under the ground.
Well, I don't think there's any better way to end the podcast than the mole people know how to do heat. So, all right. So we did William Evernall's questions about our childhood. Thanks a lot. That was awesome. This is a good, fun list.
Yeah.
Where the next Jason and Ashley will be the rest of the questions. I think there's only two.
There is two more.
It'll be interesting to see if we can stretch them as long.
We'll see.
All right. Again, we don't have any idea how to end this podcast, even though we've done it several times. So, Ashley.
Yes.
Did you have an excellent adventure?
I always do with you.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Yeah.
All I'll say is box fans. Bye-bye, super friends.
Bye.